Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Power of Your Imagination.
Speak the Word.
Saints, I think one of the first things you all need to know is that the quality of your life will always depend on how well you know the Word of God. The quality of your life is going to depend on your knowledge of the Lord. Knowing the Word of God will give you a better image of who God is, as well as help you to have a better image of yourself. And it's not only how much of the Word you know, it's how much of you practice. You can't just know the Word, but you have to practice the Word. Remember, you have to be a doer as well as a hearer. The Bible tells you this in James 1:22. We have to know what God's Word says in order to know how He sees us, what His image of us is. God's image of us does not compare with how most of us see ourselves, and I'm so thankful for that. Because one time I didn't, I know for a long, long time that my image of myself wasn't even close to how my father saw me. I imagined myself as a failure because of all the thoughts that the devil had given me and buying into all of his lies. He had convinced me in my early walk with him that before I found out the truth about his word, that I couldn't teach God's word. Because the devil kept reminding me of all my past sins. He had me feeling so unworthy to even speak God's name. He played with my mind. That's Satan. He plays with your mind all the time, saints. And sometimes I felt like I was going to lose my mind. And I know if it had not been for the Word of God, I surely would have lost my mind and I would not be standing up here today. I think it was like about the second year that I was born again. I had been going to this little church in Brookneal, and they'd been teaching the Word, and I'd been listening to the Word for the first time, I think. And so I could hear His voice, and He could talk to me, and He began to tell me what to say and what to do. And so I began to say what the Lord told me to say and do what He told me to do. But I'm saying that if the enemy had had his way, I wouldn't be here. But there's so many people that get in that state, and the enemy starts playing with your mind, and you start believing all that garbage that he keeps pumping into you. But none of it's true. All he's trying to do when you is to put the thoughts in your mind and then get you to open your mouth, which is like a key, as I was telling Sister Nora today. It's like the enemy's key, you know. When you open your mouth, if he can get you to say what he is putting in you, because you have thoughts and then they become words. So if he can get you to speak those words, then he can have access into your life. You've given him access. You're the one that gave it to him. So a lot of people talk about the words you speak. Like I said, I teach a lot of that. The name of my ministry, Speak the Word Ministry. Because the Lord impressed upon me the importance of the spoken word of God. And that's the only way you're going to get anything is to speak it. Believe it in your heart, just like when you got born again in Romans 10. You believe it in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth. As Paul said when he was out on that water in the book of Acts, he said, I believe God. Yes. I believe it's going to be just like he said it's going to be.
Yes. Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people that would like to challenge that, but that's okay. as Sister Nora and I was saying this out there, some people, you talk about speaking the word and they look at you like, well, you're crazy. I would have been crazy if I hadn't been speaking it. So, praise God. Listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit in me and his word about what he had to say about me and my image of myself began to change. The Lord taught me how to counter thoughts with his word and how to bring those lies he was feeding into captivity. Just like it tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, 5, where it says to bring every thought. He says, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. He said to bring every thought into captivity that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. He said, and lead every thought straight. You bring a thought into captivity, saints, by replacing it with the word of God. So when the devil would whisper in my ear and say, Joanne, you're not going to make it, that I was losing my mind, I would just open up my mouth and I'd say, Lord, I thank you that you have given me a Christ-like mind.
Yes. Yes.
The word says in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that he has given me a Christ-like mind. And I would say, my mind is my mind. My mind will always be active and productive. My mind will always be useful. And my mind will always be sound. Praise God. For God has given me a sound mind. Hallelujah. He said, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but I've given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So not only did he give me a sound mind, but he gave me a spirit of power to go with it, and a spirit of love, which makes everything work. Love is what turns the wheel. Gas makes the car run, but love makes everything else run. Praise the Lord. And I can do all things with God that empowers me. I am not a loser, saints, and neither are you. I am a conqueror, and so are you. As a matter of fact, you and I are more than overcomers. Are you hearing me? All these things that the devil was whispering into my ears are lies. But you know, you have to know that the devil does nothing but tell lies. He's the deceiver. He's the father of lies. And so when he's lying, he's speaking something that comes natural to him. There are some people that lie so much that it comes natural. I've been around people like that. They would know the truth if it hit them in the face. But that's because of the spirit that's on them. And we have to know that it's really not the person. It's the spirit that they have given access to.
Yes.
And get in. Yes. You have to begin to imagine yourself the way our Heavenly Father sees us, and you get a different image of yourself. Probably, you know, getting a different image of myself probably saved my life. And I know I would not be ministering today if I had not gotten a different image of myself. I got this new image of who I am by renewing my mind on the Word of God. I renewed it according to, like it said in Romans 12:2, it said, don't be conformed to this world, but to be you transformed by the renewing of your mind so you'll know what the perfect will of God is. And let me tell you this, Satan's sole intent in humans is, number one, to break down your minds.
Yes.
To break down their minds mentally. To break your souls. Emotionally and psychologically. And three, to destroy their bodies, your bodies physically and your spirits. That's his sole intent. And he's tried very hard to break me, and he still does, because Satan never gives up. If you think that he's going to give up, you're wrong. He's never going to give up. But saints, as you renew your mind on God's word, the stronger you become. The more you recognize the power and authority that God has given you, the more you're able to use the things that God has blessed us with, along with this powerful imagination. And then, you know, God warned us about this in 1 Peter 5:8. You know, he said, you know, to be aware of that old devil, because he's roaming around like a roaring lion, you know. But like I said, it's like a roaring lion. We know that Jesus is the Lion of Judah, and that Satan is just only an imitation. Everything he does, he's imitating Jesus. He can't do it. He said, your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion for someone to devour. And I'm saying to you, don't you be that someone. He tells us to withstand, knowing that what he's doing, he's also doing to other Christians too. And you should know this, he's not selective, saints. He, you know, in who he devours, he doesn't care how rich you are. He doesn't care how poor you are. He doesn't care what color your skin is or what denomination you are. The question is, how can we withstand him? How can we stay strong, and how can we be immovable? Because he wants us, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be strong. And the only way is by studying the Word of God and know what he says and then follow his instructions. And then do what he tells us in the book of James 1:22, where his word says, be a doers of the word. Obey the message, in other words. Obey the message. Obey the gospel. And not be merely listeners, betraying yourselves by reasoning contrary to the truth, and then use his word to counter what the devil says.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Eleanor in Virginia, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, you have been a wonderful blessing to me, and I truly appreciate you very much. God is using you to help me and so many other people. May God's blessings richly be yours. I enjoy your teachings concerning God's Word. You explain the Holy Word so even a child can easily understand it. Eleanor, thank you for those encouraging words. You know, when the Lord called me into the ministry, He impressed upon me to teach His Word in a simple way so all could understand. So I'm happy to hear that you're enjoying my teachings. Father, I thank you for the honor and the privilege of teaching your word, and I pray that it will continue to bless and enlighten all who hear it. You said, Lord, that when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, that the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. I pray, Lord, that all who hears your word today will understand them and they will hide them in their hearts. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.